Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Looking for an opportunity to work in Canada or the United States? Have you considered the overseas farm work programs? Stay with us as we share how farmers may be able to benefit from an upcoming opportunity. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are telling every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
From July 7 to 28, the Ministry of Labor and Social Security will be pre-selecting persons for both the Canadian and the United States Farm Work Program. But in order to be selected, you must be between the ages of 21 and 45 and of good character and health. You should also possess experience in farming and have certified copies of your birth certificate. You'll also need a valid Jamaican or CARICOM passport and must not have a criminal record.
Experience have shown that candidates so qualified stand the greatest chance of convincing the US and Canadian authorities that they are genuine bona fide toilers of the soil,
yes,
who are deserving of the opportunity to travel abroad to practice their craft.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. To be considered for any of the farm work programs, you should not have been deported from any country, nor have been previously disqualified from any overseas employment program due to medical or other reasons. Next, you will need to complete and submit an application form to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security by June 16. Completed forms should be accompanied by a passport-sized photograph and a character reference. References can be from your former employer, a justice of the peace, or a security officer.
Additionally, the recruitment exercise this year will see accredited local government councillors joining with members of parliament, trade unions, and various civic groups in the distribution of application forms for the program.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. The proverb for this morning is, broke calabash bring new one. Translation, break a calabash and you'll have to get a new one. This means that you're not to waste time worrying over a failed attempt. Just try again.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels and producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.